Well, I guess I started my first podcast, which I thought maybe I'd call Radio Free Me. First, I want to give a thank you to Pastor Chip Ritchie, who, I never would have found this anchor. Well, how do this unless I had ran into him on the Blue Ridge Parkway? And I just listened to his message on hope today. First time I listened to him in quite a while. I think about him often, as I do a lot of people, as I crisscross this country, all the fine people that have helped me, and somehow the Holy Spirit, I don't know any other word to put on it, right? Something that attaches people who are part of your journey, that help you to move further down the path, sometimes to, for whatever reason, sometimes to correct, sometimes simply bless and give you something to laugh at, a joke, disappoint you, whatever the reason, you can't be certain. But all things are meant for the good for those who walk in faith. And even this time, and originally I'd done some music I called American Resurrection, and I'm always writing songs. They're always coming to me, or the best way I can say it is God gives me songs. So I think of St. Francis's prayer, an instrument of God's peace, where we're all just instruments, right? We're strings being plucked or played by God. It's mysterious, and we know this life isn't ours. We are of Namaste, right? The God in me recognizes the God in you. And I'd want to give a shout out to Danielle, I guess, the yoga instructor I just met for a second in Green Bay. She was in a park. I could tell she was talented. She had a gift. Always looking for somebody to teach, right? Currently, back in the Appalachians. Radio Free Me. Yeah, because it was going to be like something like the American Resurrection or something like that. But, given where everything's at, and the world's, as McLuhan, I guess, said, the global community, because we use and have access to all this internet and this worldwide web that we're trapped in, this net, right, that catches us and links us. And somehow we're here in space and time, right? We're, well, we guess to be one of the most divinely inspired documents ever. If not the most, I would think the most ever put down ink and paper from the hand of a human being, given to that person, group of persons, to form a more perfect union, right? Checks and balances and amendment processes for change, and yet, somehow we've reached a point in our world. I had this when I was in Green Bay, because I'd written a song for the Packers. I'm always writing songs for everybody, or giving songs about things as I move about, and one never knows why they have the talent, why the gift was given. And you try to give it, and you're always searching for acceptance. And as long as you're searching for acceptance, you'll never find it, right? It's always withheld. That's how people get you moving on in a certain direction. But we look at the world today, and wherever our constitution was, and if you believe in the Green Bay Packers and the organization, you recognize you're believing in something greater than what it is, or something that you want to, that you idealize, and you're disappointed by the things that are there. Nothing in this world satisfies us. No woman will ever satisfy a man, or a man or woman, or any child to their parent, or their parent to their child. No drug, no stimulant, no food, no anything that we can find here. We always want more, you know, we're always in greed or lust or envy, or out of our disappointment and anger, our sins they form because we can't find, you know, what we're looking for, as YouTube would say. And by the way, a shout out, you know, I've been heard on the Rolling Stones, I've been heard on Mick Jagger lately because of some of the views he's espoused regarding what's going on in the world. And you know, at what point does enough money become enough money, and enough empire become enough empire, and when you sold yourself to, and I, you know, I don't begrudge anybody or hate anybody, but, you know, what's happened in the world, and I know I'm rambling, I'm a loyal rambler, but, you know, a lot of this, you know, comes back and rests at the foot of Bill Gates and people of that nature who want to control. And the shout-out was for Charlie Watts, of course, who passed, the great drummer for the great band, the Rolling Stones. But, you know, people want to control the world. We all want some degree of control, but we can only control what we can control. You know, God ultimately is in control. We are all of God, but God is more than anyone or any of us all put together through space and time. All the sands and all the beaches that have ever formed and shifted, moved about and changed and been transformed. God is still more. God is more than every star in the sky that twinkles about us and forms and constellations that we try to perceive and conceive and receive and believe that somehow if we head there or there or there or there, we will get to where we're going. But really, it is the path, right? And how we do it and the connection that we have to our Creator, who rights us, who justifies us, who straightens us our path. It is crooked, and we bounce into other people, and He guides us. His rod, His staff, it protects us. It leads us. We don't understand. We can't comprehend. There are moments of joy. There are moments of sadness. There is pain and persecution, and there is perseveration. Persevering, I should say. And preservation, you know, of trying to hold on and let go at the same time, of, you know, of trying to find love and express love in the moment and be aware though of all the other things that are pulling each of us in different ways and all the contingencies. And there's great sadness, especially when you look at the world and you see, you fear, and really we should be fearless, right? That's the point, I guess. Radio Free Me, right? I can't worry about freeing this country. I can't worry about freeing Europe, because it's happening everywhere all at once, it seems like, right? I'm speaking into a phone, and it will be on the clouds and in this web, along with everything else anyone can hear and pick out and choose and do what they want. But it is the same technology, and it's beyond any of us. The same technology can be used for good or for bad, and we all have good and bad within us, or the potential for, and we have to make a choice each day, each second of each day. What am I really going after? Is it acceptance? So I'm just sharing now with whomever, but really with myself. I'm just freely thinking, because I'm just trying to connect with my God and to serve my God. I just want at this point to be with my God. being in the world is difficult. You can work all you want, but if your work is not done in prayer, you can sing and shout and dance all you want in the moment, but if you want something beyond that, other than giving praise to the Creator and connecting to anything that you do, right? And then you get lost in many of the tools of the trade because you're trying to satisfy a want or a need. And people, all people, are capable of doing evil, of doing things out of fear. But what we shouldn't do in this life is deny ourselves and each other and our family and our friends because we're afraid of dying. Because if you die that way, if you die in cowardice with a blanket over your head in a bubble behind plastic, thinking that the air you breathe and how long you live is ultimately the defining thing of your life, then you have lost everything. And death is already upon you. Martin Luther King once gave that speech, you know? If you haven't found something worth living your life for, which to him he expressed by finding something worth dying for. If you haven't found something that's willing, you're willing to give up everything you have, your money, your family, your friends, your hope in something as silly as fame or fortune or, you know, some sense of a glorification of your own self, a gratification of your own flesh, and move it beyond to the spirit realm that connects to the God. If you haven't found something worth dying for, something greater than yourself, in John, right? There is no greater love than to die or put your life down for the good of your brother, for the good of your friend, for the good of your family, for the good of a stranger. If you haven't found a way to just give your life away or aren't in the process of just giving your life away, the gift away, because to give it is to empty the cup, as Bruce Lee said, as my friend Inky Johnson said, empty the bucket for God. If you empty the bucket, God always fills it. The man, and I cannot remember his name for the life of me, it was 7.5 years ago in Katy, Texas, who I meet who've been homeless for a long time. There is always, always more than enough God provides if you haven't walked the miles in the wilderness where there is nothing and found that you had everything you needed. As Pastor Chip Ritchie was saying today, talking about when Moses led them out of Egypt, they always had what they needed. Now, God is taking us in a place and in a way, and we cannot understand what it is right now. Why is this happening? Why is this darkness descending? Why this lie to everyone? And it causes you to lose faith in every place that you put it. If you put it in a church, that church will cower in fear and bend and submit to the lie. They will not walk in liberty. They will not walk in faith. They will not be victorious. And there is pain if it is some ideal. I went all the way to Green Bay to share my song, Welcome to Thy Town. because it was a mythical place for my family, all those things. But still, you're disappointed. You're disappointed in everything. You'll be disappointed by your friends. You can feel the threats. You can see the repetition of what's happened earlier in history. You don't know where to turn or where to go. People are acting like sheep. People are submitting mass vaccinations on a massive scale to be authoritarian, tyrannically, in force, in violation of our Constitution. Everything is giving way. The darkness is descending. There feels like there is no hope. Who do you speak to? How do you reach out? How do you connect? How can you stop something that has separated us so and placed us in fear? People are submitting. They are alienating themselves. They are forgetting their freedom. Orwellian, they say, right? Dark is light. People who have been vaccinated, when there was a 99.9 whatever, if you believed it in the first place, that existed at all, survival rate. Now vaccinated, and the numbers are still going up. Wear a mask, it's still going up. Isolate and separate, it's still going up. The numbers everywhere. Yet the flu went down to nothing. Howard John Hopkins. How they, well, because people were taking precautions because of COVID. But COVID still rose. It spread the same way. Does this make any sense? No, there's no logic to it. Where there is no logic, there is no foundation. People have lost the ability to think. Maybe they want to be sheep. Maybe they want to give it away. They want security. They want safety. They want. They don't want freedom. We can't free Europe. We can't free Asia. We can't free anywhere. Every nation lives within the USA. We can't free the USA anymore. I want to be free. I just want to be free. Free me, right? The only way to do it is to go in prayer to God. To be connected to God. To completely give your life to God. No matter how many mistakes, and believe me, the sins are still enormous. You know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be in deed. It's in thought, right? Doesn't have to be in words. It's in thought. It's temptation. The walk is difficult for all. Forgiveness is always the key. Free me, though. Free me. Free me. We are free as the clouds in Shenandoah. We are free as the moon in Malibu. We are free as the stars in Shoshone. We are free. We are free, you and me. You know, I can see so many faces. You've probably never read Viktor Frankl's book about the Holocaust. Man in search for meaning, but he always talked. Well, he talked once, but it's that vivid image. That what kept him going through the pain of it all was the image of his wife's face. Something that we knew was good. Something that made us want to be good. Something that made us feel light. I think of my daughter Brianna, right? On my shoulders, me dance around her. I'm in everywhere, man. I leave the mountain and man. Loving everywhere. And her laughing. I can see my grandma and my mom's face. I can see myself playing hockey with my dad. Even though I do. I can see Thomas Kirkconnell, who gave me a ride in the bus. I can see my dear friend Mary. Dear friend Mary, I was crying, looking at her face. I was in the garden of St. Wilbert Church, with Lombardi. And there was Todd, my friend, and Father Andy, and Tolef, and all the people at St. John's at Micah Center, and all the people I worked with, and all the people I met, you know, who helped me get there. The bike, I gave me the bicycle in Erie. And David in Cleveland. Thinking about Anna, the girl who betrayed me, who purged herself. Sadly, because I just thought she was lovely and graceful. But you know, I was never ever able to find. But maybe that's part of the problem also, right? Because no one woman we can satisfy, no. Because we're just humans, right? Frail and physical and fleeting. And we want to own and have. And our love gives way to lust. But still. In the still moment, as my friend Tom, shout out to Henry Repay right now, right? And to Captain Pulp Aware, Tom Rankins, they give us novel, Piano Zen. Just was thinking about Father Mac, I wrote him in Malibu, because I was trying to connect with Bob Dylan when I was trying to see my daughter. And I'm just trying to spread my light across the world at this moment, thinking of Bart Herbison, great guy in Nashville. My friends in Tampa called Pete today, and there's Art, and there's Ernie, and there's Dalton, and Bees, and all the guys there. And you know, there's never enough ways to mention the people you met along the way. The smiles they put on your face, the pain, the disappointment, but the ones that you always thought of, or always thought of, and always will think of, to the very last day, love, my dear Lenny. And you try to comprehend it all. But if the end is coming, and I'm doing dishes somewhere, I'm working as hard as I can, and still singing and dancing, and still can dream of doing an Ironman, or doing the complete Appalachian Trail, just setting goals to play music each day, to meet a friend, to be a little bit better, to be more in prayer, to work a little bit more disciplined, to save one more soul, to save one more life. Because that soul you saved, that life you saved, might be your very own. Radio free me. Radio free me. And if we can be free, and share our light, and not give way to the darkness. And Pastor Richie, who I met, his wife had committed suicide. And when I was in Green Bay, I wanted to connect and do something for, but I was worried if I stayed in Green Bay at that moment, I had to get out and get back to where I am. I have best wishes for everybody. There's not a person I hate in this world. Because even the ones I know are doing wrong, I know that I do have the capacity, or I can see who they are, because I know who I am. I'm just trying to be better now. I'm just trying to be more faithful. I'm just trying to connect to God more. You know, a humble prayer, right? I'm not going to... I got a friend, James Osborne, who goes in your truck in Nebraska every day and reads passages from the Bible, whether or not one or two people even watch it. I don't know. He sends them to me. I don't watch them all the time. Rarely do I watch a full. I mean, really rarely do I watch him. I always see him. I always see his face in the truck, and I hear maybe 5 seconds of him going to a Bible quote. And I know he's doing what he's doing, and I know he's doing it in faith, though difficult it is. And that's what's important, right? Each day he gets up. Just like Pastor Richie, like many others. Everybody, right? Radio freeing me. And if I can make it through, then so can you. And we can, we must. We must be true believers. Not in any one individual. Not in some demagogue. And I count myself amongst that. Because that temptation is there. Not in Donald Trump. That was the falsity of it all. The people felt that he was going to be the answer. Come on. Everything is a reaction to everything. The pendulum swings back and forth. We are all going to die. Period. But if we are so frightened of the grave that we choose to deny our brother or sister who lay on the side of the road, I think of my good friend Billy White of Nixon, Texas. I wrote a song called The Walking Pandemic Blues. Billy White was a good Samaritan. He picked me up as I lay dying, and others were passing me by. He took me here, he took me there, he bought me this, he bought me that. He took a little flack for not wearing a mask from the clerk in the store. As he filled up his tank with gas, he had a smile, he let out a laugh. He says, "Yeah, we're all dying, my friend. Only the Lord forever lasts, right? And I got the walking pandemic blues, but the Lord always lasts. And in the light of the Lord, we are free." Well, I guess that's it. That's the first episode of Radio Free Me.